Standing for a moment of silence.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Announcements. Fire evacuation plan. Please note that in the event of an emergency, the fire department has requested that legislators and all others move at least one block away from the county office building in order not to impede the firefighters in their duties. Cell phones. Please silence cell phones for the duration of the public hearing. Roll call. Allen.
Here.
Bartels.
Here.
Belfilio.
Here.
Berkey. Briggs. DeLon. Donaldson. Fabiano. Gerentine. Green, Hepner,
here.
Lapp,
here.
Litz,
here.
Lopez, Lauren,
yep.
Mayo,
here.
Maloney, Parody John,
here.
That would be Richard, Robert, Rodriguez,
present.
Ronk,
here.
And Waro. That would be 12 present and 11 absent. Absolutely. Tonight, our public hearing is on Ulster County's application for Community Development Block Grant funds for the 2016 program year administered by the New York State Office of Community Renewal. And tonight, there are two speakers, the first one being Kathy Germain.
Yes.
Okay. Except you didn't sign up, but I will add you.
Thank you. Good evening. My name is Bert Samuelson. I'm with the County's Planning Department. This is an overview of the work completed for Achieving Home Ownership in Ulster County. It's the latest program funded by Community Development Block Grant to have its work completed. Work was completed in April of this year. In total, there's $425,000 in direct assistance was spent, with roughly $272,000 in rehabilitation work and $153,000 in home buyer assistance. 19 households had work completed, four more than what was proposed in the application. These households have 55 people in total. The town of Ulster had the most households participate with four. The towns of Esopus, Kingston, Olive, Rosendale, Saugerties each had two. Hurley, Lloyd, Rochester, Woodstock, and the village of Saugerties each had one. Programs like this one make it possible for county residents who wouldn't have the means to become homeowners. The rehabilitation work was for needed repairs. This not only benefits the recipients, but the county as a whole by helping improve the quality of its housing stock. Two other programs are also underway, a program similar to this one and another focused on repairs using energy-efficient upgrades. Ms. Germain from RUPCO will talk more about these two ongoing programs. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, let's see if I can do this in a small room without losing my voice again. Good evening, everyone. My name is Kathy Germain, and I'm here representing RUPCO, asking for the legislative and county support to put in an application on behalf of the county to help a minimum of 15 low-income homeowners make necessary repairs on their homes. Most of these homes are in need of moderate or severe rehabilitation, so we will be working with both types of rehabilitation, mostly roofs, insulation, decks, windows, a lot of upgrades to heating systems and electric systems. So we have a wait list of about 200 people right now that are waiting for assistance, and even though we're able to complete and fund 25 or more every single year, We're starting to tick down the wait list. It used to be about 260, 280, but we still have a very high need. So the agency feels strongly that this is the greatest need and where resources should be spent. And the program benefits not only the homeowner in improving their housing conditions, but it also improves the entire neighborhood. Since 2012, Bert touched on the homeownership work. The county's CDBG resources, $1.5 million since then, have helped us leverage other sources, and we have created 260 new home buyers, partly because of the CDBG leverage. 95 owner-occupied rehabs or disaster-related projects have also been completed with CDBG funding. Bert talked about the two programs we currently have going. We have the homeownership program, and then we have an energy-focused rehab program where we have already committed funding to complete 14 solar array installations for low-income families. So we're very excited about that. We also just started an online orientation series. We live in a very rural area, and we want to make sure we're increasing access and information on the home buying process, as well as the resources that RUBCO has to offer. So we think that will be critical moving forward and being able to promote our programs. And the CDBG program, we've been able to do a variety of different things. So we talked about home ownership, we talked about rehab, talked about disaster-related assistance, and we're really proud to be a partner with the county in being able to improve housing opportunities for our residents here. And I also wanted to mention that we did have a conversation with Cornell Cooperative Extension, who did express an interest in developing additional farm worker housing. So we didn't have an opportunity to really fully vet that idea, but we did commit to proceeding to work with them in October after the application is over and sit down with the farmers, see what the needs are, and if there's any way RUBCO can help move that forward in the next application, we would be very happy to do so. I'm going to leave some brochures, English, Spanish, any of your constituents, family, friends looking for a home, please think about RUBCO. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Dan Donahue.
Well, I didn't realize I was going to speak today, but that's fine. I'm happy to be here. Liz Higgins is our Ulster County Cornell Cooperative Extension representative that deals directly with these issues. She's out on vacation this week, so she asked me to stop in at the meeting, which I'm pleased to do. I'm your regional tree fruit extension agent. So normally I'm speaking with growers, and I'm out in the orchards doing research projects and providing advice. I basically spent all day in trees today. It was a beautiful day to be out there. And that. But I'm happy to be here. I'll just comment that of course, we're interested in farm worker labor housing. And it's so important for a fruit farm, which is my interest, to have really high-quality housing for their workers. It's an important selling point for the farm in attracting high-quality workers. And it's absolutely essential for a fruit farm to have a high-quality workforce. This is particularly relevant here in Ulster County in that we have a lot of interest in people wanting to start new farms. They want to come in. Farm cideries are a lot of interest, a lot of economic development activity revolving around startup farms. And it's absolutely necessary with a fruit farm that you have labor housing. We are very, very labor intensive. Programs which help growers maintain housing, improve housing, and build new housing are fantastic economic development tools for the industry. With that, I'll leave my comments at that. And again, I'm happy to be here. I've been on the job about 2 years and 2 months, and frankly haven't spent much time on this issue, but it looks like I will be in the future, and I'm happy to do it. So thank you.
Thank you. adjourn? Motion to adjourn?
There's no other motion to adjourn by Legislator Litt, seconded by Legislator Mayo. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.